You're listening to the Family of Tegeta podcast. A message from Aya. How to be happy.
Beloved ones of my heart, I teach truth and light to all beings. I traverse galaxies and gather with souls of perfection. I visit stars of duality that suffer as you do. I became human in many waking dreams to embrace the depth of the experience of transcending to survive. I learned that I could reach the highest density of all creation while living in a humble form of expressed humanity. I learned how to crawl before I could walk. I entered suffering at a level that had no way out. But I always found a ray of light to align my path with that of the soul that I am. In these moments, I will tell you how to be happy. For this begins with a choice. Please allow the truth to enter your heart. Think of happiness as contentment. Know that it is more than a feeling. Feel your heart smile, and this is enough happiness to move any mountain. It is a precious emotion to hold within the sacred essence of your being. It is not an ecstatic and sudden flow of energy that can burst as a balloon that leaves you deflated. It is calm and peaceful as it speaks that you made it. You are here. Relax in this love. Once you realize that you want to be happy, notice the negativity allowed that prevents this. Notice how many instances of bad news are scanned, read, watched, and repeated to others. This often causes a rise in blood pressure, raised voices, and the chatter of opinions. If there is nothing you can do about the endless news stories, then allow life to unfold as it will. Make wise choices for what you can do to assist yourself and others, and stay busy with creative endeavors that capture the joy within. In the Pleiades, we have mates which are infinite spiritual partners. This is very different than the customs of Earth with marriage. Here, a legal agreement is made and most of these situations end badly. Even those that begin with a rush of serotonin and oxytocin end in courts with fighting and bitterness. Those that remain together must find common ground with a deep friendship and shared values. I say all of this to tell you a secret. Marry yourself. Not with a contract, but with the love and commitment of your soul. See the flawed personality as cherished by the one that matters. As this concept comes alive within, you will feel so loved and honored. You might find all broken places healing. You will have more love to give others. Fall in love with you. If you are married now, this will still work for you in ways you never thought possible. You came to Earth to enjoy your life. You intended to be happy. You understood that the Earth is a school to learn and grow. The soul of sacred light understands duality from a higher place, but to grasp the depth of it, waking dreams were created. The soul would gain nothing by appearing in the same perfection. The innocence of a baby being born is the new playground for experience. Forgetting your origin, you enter the matrix of programming. You are never far from happiness, but it eludes you in its entirety. Awakening often comes from the catalyst of pain. But as you are coming into the wholeness of your soul, there is something different. Something very real. You feel it. You are happy and no one can take this away. See your life as a gift. Know that everything happens for a reason. Everyone has tears, loss, and grief. Everyone has known the joy of sunshine on their face. Everyone has loved someone. Every dream must end. But woven throughout each waking dream, the promise of happiness is always there. Another person cannot make you happy. This gift is there within your beautiful soul. The journey to Earth and leaving such beauty meant you arrived with everything needed. If you were to plan a trip on Earth, you would pack bags and plan great details. So it is in your life of origin. You planned it all before you came. You alone carry the secrets of your spiritual gifts. Unpack them now and allow them to serve you well. You deserve to be happy. I celebrate this with you. Aniki Maia, I love you so. Aya.